Mill House. This painting is 24 inches in height by 26 inches in width. This probably was one of my more difficult paintings I've worked on. It consumed quite a few hours of working, reworking, working, reworking. I started out with a very thick white paste like acrylic and mixed in different colors with it. Probably worked on and off on this piece probably for over a year at the farm studio in Colorado. The inspiration was very definitive. We live on an old historic farm in Colorado where the Poudre and Platte rivers come together. And right on the east side of our house is a little, in fact, very little building, probably the size of a small bathroom. And it was used many years ago to keep milk cool. There was a windmill on the west side of our house, which pumped with a wind turbine, mechanically pumped water to the milk house. There was probably, I'm just guessing, probably about a 1 foot small pit where the water would run into. And then from there, the water would leave the small pit. It'd be like a small sink. I don't know how to really explain it. And the water would go down below the hill, and then it would go into the water stock tank to feed the cattle down below the hill. Usually well water is around 55 degrees, so this is how they kept the milk cool. They had, in those days, the milk was placed in cans. You've probably seen these old milk cans, and then they were placed in the cooling pit. I guess we could call it a pit. And that's how they kept the water cool. And from there, the milk probably went to market or was sent for processing. We still use this building today to put lawnmowers in or just a little bit of storage. But it's definitely a part of our farm and has quite a bit of history to it. It might be a little bit more on the abstract side, the interpretation of it. Definitely depicts the milk house. Perhaps sometime I can get an actual picture of the milk house and paste it on our website. Anyway, please enjoy Milk House. Thank you.